Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foy & Associates Personal Injury Law.
There's about like three Strong Arm stories today, Carl, but the most fresh one is the Ravens are moving on from John Harbaugh. Initially reported by the NFL Network, John Harbaugh, 18 years in the league, Super Bowl winner. And immediately, Carl and I said, if you are the Falcons, how does that not jump to the top of your list in your coaching search?
No doubt. And here's the deal. The credentials speak for themselves. I said this to one of our listeners who was like, you were just talking about Kevin Stefanski. Great offensive mind. We need a culture builder. We need someone to come in and understand what it takes. And we can, yes, you can roll the dice on any of these other potential candidates that we've talked about. Or do you want proven? I always want proven over run proven. That's just me. And it doesn't mean that he comes here, Mike, and stays 18 years. His run with the Ravens is unprecedented. But I also know that his experience is invaluable. And I also think over those years, he knows what he wants. We talk about this all the time. He knows what kind of players he wants. He also knows what kind of what the culture should be and what it takes. And for me, that makes him the top candidate in this particular coaching cycle. Now there are seven jobs open. Falcons, right. Giants, Browns, Titans, Cardinals, Raiders, Ravens. He gets to pick. And if everybody interviews him, and I don't know if he'll interview at every, you know, all these jobs, but right now, if you're asking him what the best job is, and if you think like we do, and maybe we're being, you know, selfish about this, look at our roster, look at the talent. I feel like, you know, you can figure out this quarterback situation.
Right.
I trust that Harbaugh would come in here and get this right. Yes, we need to talk to him.
Now, again, the two ways of looking at it. I mean, first off, 180 and 113 in his career there. I mean, only missed the playoffs twice the last, what, 7 years. Look at this, 10 wins, 14, 11, 8, 10, 13, 12.
I don't know what that feels like.
We don't know what that is, guys.
We got eight years
of garbage here, boys and girls. Come on now. Now, look, the only argument, I'll just play devil's advocate in the conversation about John Harbaugh.
Yes, sir.
Has he become that kind of Mike McCarthy where he's no longer such the hot, you know, but I don't think so. I think he was better than McCarthy.
I do too.
And I think McCarthy, to me, I lost a lot of respect for him with the way it played out in Dallas, although that might be a tough situation for anybody with Jerry Jones over your shoulder and the way he runs it.
I agree.
But Harbaugh, it's not his fault Lamar Jackson fumbles the football. It's not his fault Mark Andrews couldn't make the catch. And this Nick Nitwit couldn't make the field goal the other night. I just don't know how you wouldn't be excited. And as we said, he wouldn't be number one candidate for any team, and certainly us here in Atlanta.
No doubt. So that news breaking this hour and everybody around the league reacting to it. Because, again, you know what all these organizations are looking for? You know what we're looking for? Stability.
Right.
They had it.
Right. We've had five years of not having stability.
Correct. Now, if we had 18 years of those records that Mike's talking about and multiple playoff runs and MVPs and deep playoff runs, Mike, and big wins, and okay, sometimes things come to an end. But we haven't had it. So we don't know what stability truly feels like. The closest thing, Mike, was Smitty. It was the closest thing that we've had when
right.
you talk about a length of period where, hey, we're going to multiple playoff runs. And again, Matt Ryan was a huge part of that. But that's the closest thing. Even the Dan Quinn run, Mike, like the last 3 years felt like we were lost.
Right. And, you know, Smitty was with the Ravens. The other, that was going back to Brian Billick. We didn't know who, you know, Mike Smith was, and it turned out pretty darn good. This is a guy who has a brand. The resume speaks for itself.
Yep.
Now, I'm sure if we right now talk to my buddy Rich, who does rock radio up in Baltimore, Raven fans are probably as close to it as we are with the Falcons, and they'd have some things to say about. They didn't like you're watching it week in, week out. But to be watching the Ravens from here in Atlanta, I'll take some of that. My God. I mean, every team has got the things that, you know, we look at and go, man, I wish I had that. For instance, Chuck Smith. They got Chuck Smith on the staff. We've been begging for Chuck Smith for a decade to help our edge rushers.
Well, he went up there and made them the best pass rushing team 3 years in a row. 3 years in a row. Just like that.
Right.
And
we talked about Todd Monken and what a great job he did. He still has designs on being a head coach.
Yep.
He interviewed, as we said, at Cleveland. But, you know, I don't know if that's a package deal or Monken's going to be on his own thing. But a guy like Monken, that's Monken coming here. You got Bijan Robinson. You don't have to worry about the good and the bad of Lamar Jackson, you know?
I would tell you guys, and I'm just saying this because I know some of the guys outside of Chuck Smith, because Chuck doesn't talk to us during the season because he doesn't want to put himself in that position. But I know other guys that have worked in that organization. Coaches love John Harbaugh. They just do, because he knows how to treat people, Mike. And that's a big part of everybody buying in. And say what you want. I mean, for all the conversation about Lamar, I think Harbaugh protected him and saved him many times with the way that he handled situations. Mike, a lot of coaches would have thrown Lamar under the bus with some of the stuff that took place, right. Even the contract negotiations, throughout all of that
crap. Had his back the whole way.
The whole way. So I'm a big proponent of this. Look, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know where we go. But if we don't talk to him, it's criminal.
Right. Yeah, come on, guys. You're talking about everything Carl just said, stability. You're talking about a guy who's going to put a staff together. You're talking about, no disrespect to the previous coaches here, but he's got that gravitas those guys just didn't have.
Yes. And don't, by the way, let's talk about this for a second. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What do you want in a coach? No, I'm being serious. You know what I want, Mike? I want a cocky blankety blank. I want a guy that's not afraid. I want a guy, and we talk about all this communication stuff. None of you would be concerned with how Rock communicated if he won games. Right. At the end of the day, I want a guy that Mike is not afraid to grab himself and say, this is who we are. It's why Dan Campbell's worked in Detroit.
Right.
I'm just telling you.
No, this gets back to, I mean, it doesn't matter, as you said. If we had won a couple of those games, we're still talking about Raheem Morris and the regime is here. But there was just things. I don't think John Harbaugh let some of the details slip that slipped here this year.
Good call.
Special teams. The guy made his bones in special teams. So, I mean, obviously, yes, his field goal kicker let him down. There's a lot of that going around. We dealt with it too ourselves here. But this is a guy that I think takes care of all the things which we didn't take care of. And again, no disrespect to Arthur Smith, but Arthur Smith is like the human filibuster. Say it with your chest and say what you mean and get on with it.
That's what I want. I don't know what you want. I mean, I also want a guy who knows what he's doing. But right. When you talk about the moxie, it's what we – I feel like we've been missing.
He's a character guy. Right. It seemed legit.
Yeah.
Real. Not to in any way infer that Raheem, it was not genuine, but sometimes it felt forced, if I'm honest. So
okay. That's
why I would – and again, I know you guys
– and then with Dan, right?
Right.
Who is a great coach. He's proven that since he's left here. But Dan and the slogans – became endless. Like, sometimes I just need you to talk to me like a normal person.
Right. When we would ask him about, like, there was a position battle for guard and just iron sharpening iron. Come on, just give me an answer. Who's right. going to be the guard? You know,
right.
who's the best guard today?
That's right.
You know, and John Harbaugh, if you've watched him, I don't know how many guys are from that area, but it's pretty much tell it like it is. So that's a guy I just would love to see. And the problem is as Carl pointed out, you know, now there's six other teams. Now the Ravens let him go, but there's a number. You know, he'd be a great fit in Vegas. I bet you, Tom, what do you think Tom Brady thinks of him?
Ooh.
You know, there was a rumor out there that Barstool had that Tom Brady's interested in bringing Brian Flores into the mix. He's got a long association from Flores' time as an assistant, then D.C. With the Patriots. But a guy like Harbaugh, that's another team. They need stability. They need a guy like Harbaugh out in Vegas.
Yeah, and I know I had a couple of people hit me up, and they're, you know, questioning my passion here for Harbaugh. the thing I'm getting back is he's 63. Do you want to win now, Atlanta?
Well, we have the window of the young stars we put together.
Do you want to win? Are we in the win now business, or, Mike, are we in the win 5 years from now business?
No, we got a solid squad. You mishandled. This was a playoff team. This was a 9 or a 10-win team that was mishandled. Okay? As we said, you think John Harbaugh would let that special teams disaster continue and cost you as many games?
No.
There's a lot of, you can say that about a lot of NFL coaches. Unfortunately, our coaching staff couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. I'm big on this. We'll see where it goes. But like I said, he literally is like, I'll see what I want to do.
He can call his shot.
He can call his shot. And that's going to be the difference. That's big news today. After 18 seasons, Ravens let John Harbaugh go. That's big news in the NFL. The other big news locally, if you're just tuning in, before we get out of here, Turtles got a show tonight. The Kirk Cousins restructure, he modified the last 2 years. They did this, according to Joel Corey, before the last game of the season because, per the CBA, collective bargaining agreement, you have to. And then you get to a point, again, these windows where you can't touch these contracts, Mike.
Right.
So they did this with the intention of knowing the dates that are coming. Obviously, the start of the new year, the football new year, which is March. And then you get into that June 1st designation. But Joel Corey came on the show this hour and said, look, this is setting it up for him to be done.
Right. Maybe as soon as when the league year begins in June 13th or post-June 6th designation. But either way, Kirk Cousins will be out. That's from Joel. And again, we appreciate the guys that hit us up. We wanted to hear, no disrespect, I'm not sure if you're a capologist or you run your fantasy league, but I want to hear it from a guy that's done it.
Well, that, and I also want to know what our quarterback situation is. I want to keep hope alive that, you know what, if he's interested in coming back, is there any reason why he couldn't make that happen if he wants to do that? I just feel like if you're telling me he's gone and you're putting all your eggs in the Michael Penix basket, I don't like it. I just don't.
I'm with you.
And it's not that I don't love the kid. I just don't.
We said this earlier in the show. If you are the biggest Michael Penix Jr. fan out there, and that's cool because we have a great conversation. He's good. Kid's a good leader. But they didn't set him up for success, starting with the preseason, starting with not getting him under center, all the things you talked about earlier. I thought Zach Robinson was an odd fit, you know, and I think that moving forward, he's in a tough spot, coming off a knee injury, and now maybe having to deal with a different offensive coordinator who may or may not have a similar system.
Yep.
So it's just, you just don't know what he is. And that doesn't mean he'll fail. You just don't know.
All right. One other thing before we get out of here tomorrow, big show. Steve Weiss is going to join us from NFL Network. I'm sure he'll have plenty more on these coaching candidates as Steve does a terrific job for NFL Network. But join us for a special broadcast live from the opening day of the Atlanta Boat Show. It's one of my favorite things to go to every year at the Georgia World Congress Center. We'll be broadcasting live from 2 to 6 down there. If you're going down or checking it out, maybe you're making plans for the weekend. It's really cool. As the largest and longest running boat show in the region gets underway, we are live from the Atlanta Boat Show Thursday 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Come on down. Meet Day-Day. Maybe he'll show you his dinghy.
I'm sorry?
What? It's a boat, Day-Day. Yeah, we'll be down there looking forward to that. That's right after on the heels of the Arthur Blank press conference.
Yes, it will be on Thursday.
Where this is going.
Thursday. He put you out there. Hey, let's get out of here, man, and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bella are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Orin is upset. He'll be back in studio. He doesn't get to meet Miss Evinrude.
Oh, great job behind the glass. My man Day-Day, executive producing. Turtles got a full show tonight. Is it a full four?
2:45. We got a Houston and Texas Tech tonight at 8:45 afterwards.
Good. That's a good college basketball game. Mm. That's a good college basketball game. All right. Stay tuned for that. Turtles got more on this coaching search and all the things that are going on here as soon as we get done. All right, Mike. We're back tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Big show, guys. Today, we told you when we started, crazy. Tomorrow's going to be the same. Thursday will be the same. Friday will be the same. Just be here. Mike Bell, clear it, throw.
Hey, man, LSU's administration realizes you would literally look like the worst people in the world if you wouldn't let Charlie Weiss Jr. coach. Mm. The fact that this happens just like 2 days before you're playing the Miami Hurricanes is just mind-boggling. Yes, running backs coach Kevin Smith and Charlie Weiss Jr. can continue coaching Ole Miss in the college football playoff. Man, I know it's bizarre world. There's 5,000 things wrong with college football. But I tell you what, sorry for some hurt feelings, Georgia fans. Ole Miss, to me, is the most rootable team left in these Final Four.
I'll stay college football. I didn't think I'd like the portal. I mean, I don't. But I do. Look at how much attention you're paying to college football right now when your team is nowhere near the national championship. Look, I didn't think that this would be what it is. And it still needs to be fixed. And I don't know who has those answers. But the idea that you've got all these kids and maneuvering.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
And the movement. Mike, it's made college football and the offseason even more interesting once the portal opened up.
The ratings for Oregon, Indiana?
Huge.
20 million people.
Huge. So for everybody that said college football's ruined, it's not. You know what I've always said? It's about the games. And it continues to be. And the ratings, to Mike's point, continues to show us that. Hey, if you love the show.
Damn, Mike. You tell your friend microphone.
If you don't.
You're a fanboy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash. Just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour.
So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.